hope you recognize that what I'm playing is the Justin Bieber song, You Smile, slowed down 700 times. It becomes a kind of a chorale. This is, what, a three-minute song stretched out into almost 40 minutes. Well, here it is. Now it's the 10th of September, so tomorrow is September 11th. And it's the anniversary of that horrible thing. But what's really bugging me is that we Americans continue to act as though, since it happened to us, it was the worst thing in the world. And there have been suicide bombings continually around the world for the last 8 years, 9, 10 years, maybe much longer, actually. And I think of, the, you know, 2,700 in New York, about 200 in Washington, and about 100 in Shanksville died, all of which is horrible, especially those people in the high World Trade Center who were above when the, where the planes hit. Where the planes hit, if you were where the planes hit, you died. If you were above the, where the planes hit, you probably couldn't get out of the building, though, of course, some people did. The, most of the 2,000 people were above where the planes hit. It's just absolutely, you know, incomprehensibly horrible to think about that. But I also think about all the money and the the reparations that have been done to the victims there. And then I think about all the people. You know, since we moved into Iraq, Iraq has been just inundated with suicide bombings. And it's just constant people being blown up again and again and again. And nobody's giving those families $1 million. And the problem with 9/11 was that we overreacted. And, of course, why not? I mean, especially if you were in New York City and that happened, and then you'd think, oh, my God, it could happen again any moment. When are they going to hit again? And, of course, they've never hit again. And we overreacted. People in armed guards in Peoria, Illinois, were worried that they were going to be attacked. And what were the odds of that? We panicked. And we overreacted, and really what happened was that we were the bully on the playground, and we got a bloody nose. You know, we'd been walking around like, you know, our shit don't stink, and somebody came up and smacked us in the face real hard. And, you know, it was horrible what happened. I'm sorry for the families and the losses and all that, but we got to realize that we're just getting back into that attitude again. The other night when Rick Perry was talking at that so-called debate, the biggest applause of the evening was the reference to how many people he'd killed since he'd been governor in public executions. And just think of the crowd that cheers that. They're actually cheering failure, because every execution is a failure of the society that we live in. It makes me sad, and this anniversary makes me sad because, of course, we're remembering it wrong. You know, we're not taking any responsibility. We're saying that the other guys were the ones who were responsible. And we have to be aware of what we are and what we do. You know, I mean, right in the news this week, we got it from WikiLeaks that the CIA and the British MI6 were, or MI5, whatever the fuck it is, were helping Gaddafi quell dissidents. You know? I mean, really. You know? We work with our enemies all the time. You know, the people cheer executions. We're the only country in the world that does this except our enemies. We just reflect our enemies back at the world. And it's this big bully attitude. And we have a president that would be right, but even he's cowered by it. So it's really just sad. But You Smile. I don't mean to bring anybody down, but, you know, like, that's part of this reality, too. We're remembering it all wrong. We're conveniently leaving out our own responsibilities.